Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIEM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
This is the Pat McCrory Show with Bo Thompson on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WPT.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen sitting in for Bo Thompson, who will return next week. So I appreciate Bo and the governor allowing me to sit in this prestigious chair. I really do appreciate it.
Brett, we got the McCrory Top 5. You know, we watch Anthony Fauci, America's doctor. He's loving celebrity a little too much, and he threw a baseball out last night. And it was obvious he couldn't throw a baseball. But he couldn't get off the stage, even a stage that he wasn't familiar with. And so I thought about this. I told the story of how I rode a horse one time in front of the circus, right?
Right.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever done. Well, at least in my top 10. And right. The horse threw me off. So I thought about this. The five current politicians that love celebrity and the stage a little too much. And by the way, after me riding the horse, I might be in the Hall of Fame in this category. So I'll be consistently bipartisan and fair, where I include myself. But we'll go to number five.
He's a real nowhere man.
Yep, it's our nowhere man, Governor Roy Cooper, a man determined. Who used to hate the stage. He used to hate the stage, and now all of a sudden he's giving press conferences every week, even when he has nothing to announce. And then when he has nothing to announce, he teases an announcement for the future as long as no one can ask him a question live. And he's starting to like it, but the dilemma is he's loving the stage so much that people are starting to realize he's a nowhere man and he has nothing to say. And that may give Dan Forrest a chance to beat him. So Roy Cooper, number five. Number four. Oh. This song fits this individual. I actually have a tie for number four. They're two members of the Washington House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives, and they're kind of alike, that they both love the stage so much that they're going to overplay their celebrity. Adam Schiff and AOC.
Determined.
Adam Schiff and AOC. Do I need to say anything else?
That's a mouthful right there.
They're loving Determined. The stage. All right, number three. Number three.
A well-oiled machine.
Number three. Oh, this individual, the most powerful woman in the United States of America. No, I'm not talking Madonna. She's a has-been. And she's too young. The most powerful woman in the world is Nancy Pelosi. She's loving the stage so much that she tries to take the stage away from Donald Trump during the State of the Union. And what'd she do, Brett?
Ripped
At
up
the
those
end of the
notes.
Speech, what'd she do?
She ripped up those notes.
The she
speech.
Ripped up the notes. She wanted to take the stage away from Donald Trump. And then later on, she kneels for Black Lives Matter. And after she kneels, she can't get up. You see, she's liking celebrity a little too much. Kind of like Madonna. It catches up to you sooner or later. Number two.
Oh, wait. Number two.
Number two. Let's see. Who could be number two? He's running for president right now. And he used to be the vice president. And he's always loved the stage. Even he was on the stage with me one time. And he completely lost it. And he turned to me and said, "Hey, man, why aren't you looking at me? Why aren't you smiling? You haven't smiled at me one damn time." And then he proceeded with his 35-minute boring speech in which all the audience was asleep. He needs to get off the stage. The Eggman needs to get off the stage if he wants to win this election. And that is Joe Biden. He's wanting to come out of the basement. Even Barack Obama is begging him, "Don't get on the stage," but he loves it too much. Number one, we've got a tie.
Number one,
governor of New York. Number one, the governor of New York. Yes, he was in The Godfather. He's the son of The Godfather. He's Al Pacino. His dad was The Godfather. Yes, he is Andrew Cuomo. Not his brother, but the Andrew Cuomo, the governor. He wants to tell us everything and anything about how much he knows about the virus, things that we can read about in the newspaper, but he cannot get off the stage. Andrew Cuomo. And, of course, number one, to be bipartisan, the number one guy that can't get off the stage because he's liking a little bit too much. I hate to say it, but he's my president, and I want him to be reelected, but he's got to get off the stage occasionally, let Joe Biden take over the number one position if he wants to be president for a second term. Donald Trump, do not go out and throw out the first baseball next week, as I heard you say on Hannity. Don't do it. You have nothing to gain. George Bush did it right. You can't top it. Don't do it.
That's exactly right. All right, so that's Governor McCrory's top five. What about the big Black Lives Matter sign going up in with the Boston Red Sox on Fenway Park? We'll talk about that.
See, that could be a problem, too. If he throws out the first baseball, Donald Trump, he could have a big Black Lives Matter sign behind him. That's going to be awkward.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.